Writing Home, Episode 3.
Hi, Alfredo. How's life for my big brother? Have you heard from Mom recently? Is she happy in Florida? I hope she's happy with Henry. She doesn't email or text. I must call her soon. But I did hear from Carolina yesterday. She says Emily's baby is beautiful, and she's having a great time, so won't be back just yet. I really miss her, you know. Still no luck with the work side of things here. I had 2 auditions last week. One was for a TV soap opera called All at Home, and the other was for a film about dinosaurs.
Thank you, Mr. Da Silva, but it's a no. I'm afraid you aren't quite what we're looking for the part of Paul. Who's next?
Okay, everybody back on stage, please. Philip Jones and Arthur Primpton come back tomorrow. The rest of you can go home. Thank you for your time.
But I'm not giving up yet. You know me, Mr. Positive. At least I got my part-time job. Okay, it's only delivering pizzas, but it helps to pay the bills. I can't take any more money from Mom or from you. This is the year when I have to stand on my own 2 feet. Like our new neighbor, May. She's amazing. She's never been outside China before. She's here all alone, without any friends or family. She's got a really good job, and she's incredibly independent.
No lift. I have the only flat in London with no lift.
Hey, May! How's it going?
Going? What's going? I'm bringing boxes in, not out.
Funny. Oh, you're serious, aren't you? You didn't understand.
I'm moving heavy boxes and there's no lift. I'm not making jokes.
How's it going? Means, how are things? How are you? Is everything okay with you?
Okay. Of course, I knew that. I just wasn't concentrating. I'm fine, thanks. When I get these boxes up the stairs.
What have you been buying? IKEA, huh?
Some things for the kitchen and some shelves. And a desk and chair. All in very heavy boxes.
Here, let me help. I'll go backwards. Oh!
I'll go backwards. Move around. No, the other way. To the right. No, to your right. How do you say? Clockwise?
You need to lift your end higher.
Okay, that's all of it. Thank you for your help.
You're welcome. I owe you a favor for letting me climb out of your kitchen window.
When I thought you were a criminal, a burglar.
I'm laughing, but I'm sure burglars earn more money than I do. Perhaps I'll change my career. Do you want any help putting that furniture together?
No, thanks. I'm fine. I've got some things, tools. It's easy. We have IKEA in Beijing, you know.
Well, come and knock on the door if you need me. I'm going to work at 7:30.
You said you work in the evenings. Are you in the play?
Well, no, not exactly. Not really a play.
You're an actor, aren't you?
Yes, that's right. Anyway, I'll let you get on with putting your furniture together. See you later. So,
You see what I mean, Alfredo? She even knows how to put IKEA furniture together. What a neighbor. Anyway, time for work. So bye for now. Let me know how it's going with you.
This recording was from the British Council. To find more activities to practice your English, visit www.britishcouncil.org/learnenglish.